And on The Hub, it's time now to catch up with the arts news. And Claire Nichols is bringing you arts news on The Hub today. Claire, another story from Opera Australia.
Yes, Michael. Now, you might have heard that Opera Australia is actually taking a bit of a different approach with next year's Hand Opera on Sydney Harbour. Until now, that big show on a floating stage has been a big popular opera like Carmen or Madame Butterfly or Aida, Michael. But next year, Opera Australia is going to buck that trend and go with a musical for the first time. Now, rather than tell you what the musical is, Michael, I thought maybe I'd play you just a little bit of the music because I reckon you'll know this one.
Ah, tonight, tonight. I didn't know the intro. I knew it was American, but tonight, tonight. Yeah, it's West Side Story.
Well done, Michael. 10 out of 10. That is Leonard Bernstein's famous musical adaptation of Romeo and Juliet, one of my favourite ever musicals. So this show, The Hand Opera next year, will be West Side Story, already an unusual choice for Opera Australia. And then, Michael, last week Opera Australia announced its big touring musical for next year. It does one of these every year. And that show is also going to be West Side Story.
So they're taking The Hand Opera on the road.
No, they're not. This is what's so interesting, Michael, is the Hander production will be directed by the American Francesca Zambello. The touring version is a different production of the same show. It's actually a production many Australians might have already seen. It's the version directed by Joey McNeely, which toured Australia back in 2010. So actually, Michael, if you live in Sydney, you'll be able to watch two different productions of the same show presented by the same company really within a matter of weeks.
So you want to see West Side Story? Maybe, but wait, there's more. It's that kind of ad. All right. Yeah. So that's a lot of musical theatre in a short time for an opera company.
Yeah, it really is. Now, look, we are in the midst of celebrations for Leonard Bernstein's 100th birthday. So that's why I guess this particular musical is getting such a lot of exposure right now. Opera Australia has been making a move towards more musicals and more popular operas. They make good money for the opera company and allow them to do other smaller shows. There has been a concern raised that this can limit opportunities for opera singers in Australia. You might remember the National Opera Review from last year was a little bit concerned about this. But Opera Australia is casting opera performers in the main roles for this Hand of production. That's something, Michael. Speaking of the casting, I should mention there is already a little bit of controversy there. The Australian soprano Julia Leah Goodwin will play the role of Maria in the Hander production. Now, of course, the character of Maria is Puerto Rican. Julia's white. There is a change.org petition calling for a Latina actress to be cast in that role instead. It doesn't have a lot of signatures right now, Michael, but I mention it because the Broadway actress, Sierra Borges, she actually just pulled out of a BBC Proms concert performance of the same show because of this same complaint about whitewashing in roles.
Another issue is having opera singers performing a musical, because the question always is, can those opera singers swing it, which you've got to be able to do with when you're playing Bernstein.
Yeah, anyway, it is a quite operatic show, Michael. So, you know, I reckon they can probably pull it off.
And there is some more casting controversy very quickly.
Yes, in New Zealand, the pop-up Globe has had to apologise. It advertised a season of shows about Me Too, the post-Weinstein era, but it decided to do it with an all-male cast performing The Taming of the Shrew. That has not gone down well. The artistic director of the company, Miles Gregory, has had to apologise and says the company will reflect on its casting choices.
That's Claire Nichols there with the Arts News, and you can hear Arts News each weekday here on The Hub.